Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. What if I told you that the same rioters who burned and looted Portland for 170 straight nights in 2020 just got a reality check that shattered their entire worldview? That while these professional agitators expected to pick up where they left off, they instead were met with a wall of federal officers who weren't playing games anymore. And that this moment perfectly captures exactly how President Trump is dismantling the social decay Democrats have infested in America's cities. This isn't just about Portland. This is about the complete reversal of years of progressive urban lawlessness. Because while legacy media remains fixated on manufactured controversies and frauds, Trump's administration is quietly unleashing a law enforcement revolution that's turning Democrat strongholds from criminal havens back into safe communities, one city at a time. July 2025, outside Portland's ICE facility. The same crowd of Antifa militants and professional protesters who terrorized the city night after night in 2020 showed up expecting business as usual. They brought their Molotov cocktails, their laser pointers, their coordinated chants about fascism, the whole playbook that worked so well when Democrat politicians told police to stand down all those years ago. But to their utter shock, this time was radically different. Federal agents weren't just standing behind barriers anymore. They were making arrests. They were using flashbang grenades and pepper spray without hesitation. When rioters tried to break into federal property or assault officers, consequences came swift and hard. The shock on their faces was priceless. These are the same people who spent months in 2020 literally setting fire to courthouses, attacking federal officers with commercial-grade fireworks, and vandalizing buildings with zero accountability. But the fact that these protesters so quickly melted down, so quickly retreated and ran away, reveals something crucial. These aren't serious political activists. They're attention-starved, lost individuals who've never faced real consequences for their criminal behavior. Here's the broader picture Democrats don't want you to see. Trump's executive orders have fundamentally changed how law enforcement operates in blue cities throughout the country. His strengthening and unleashing America's law enforcement executive order from April provides legal defense and indemnification for officers who enforce the law. It directs federal resources to train local police in aggressive tactics while protecting them from frivolous lawsuits. And the results, they frankly speak for themselves. While Portland saw 170 plus nights of riots in 2020 with minimal federal response initially, 2025's protests are literally being shut down within hours. Federal agents are on the scene immediately, not weeks later. Multiple felony arrests happen with every single incident. But Portland represents something even bigger: the systematic failure of Democrat governance. Oregon's drug decriminalization experiment passed back in 2020. It turned the city into an open-air drug market. Overdose deaths spiked nearly 50% after Democrats decriminalized hard drugs. Public drug use became so rampant that even liberal Oregon Democrats admitted the policy failed and moved to recriminalize possession this year. The numbers are staggering. Under Democrat leadership, cities consistently rank among America's most dangerous and violent places. Cities such as St. Louis, Baltimore, Detroit, all Democrat-controlled, continue dominating the murder capital rankings. This isn't coincidence. It's the predictable result of Democrat policies that prioritize criminals over victims.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Portland's sanctuary city status, backed by Oregon's 1987 sanctuary law, actively obstructs federal immigration enforcement. I mean, the city refuses to cooperate with ICE even when dealing with violent criminals. Mayor Keith Wilson, he proudly declares Portland will not obstruct lawful federal enforcement operations while simultaneously refusing to cooperate with ICE agents and fighting Trump's funding cuts for sanctuary cities. Trump's response has been surgical and effective. His immigration enforcement operations, they are arresting migrants right outside immigration courts, illegal migrants right outside immigration courts. So people who showed up for required hearings, they end up getting detained and placed in expedited removal proceedings. ICE arrests have jumped 265% in Oregon just over the last 6 months as federal agents finally have backing to do their jobs. The contrast simply could not be starker. In 2020, Democrat politicians like Mayor Ted Wheeler called federal officers heavy-handed and claimed their presence blew the lid off their peaceful protests. I kid you not. City councilors demanded policies restricting local police from cooperating with federal agents. The result? Months of violence, billions of dollars in damage, and a city reputation so damaged that people fled in droves. Now, Portland protesters face immediate arrests, federal charges, and real consequences. The psychological impact on them is obvious. These career agitators, they simply weren't prepared for real law enforcement in Trump's golden age. When you spent years believing police are your enemy and that woke Marxist ideology will protect you, suddenly facing professional federal agents who aren't bound by local politicians' handcuffs creates genuine panic. The broader trends are unmistakable. Crime rates in major cities are dropping dramatically. Homicides are down 17% in the first half of 2025 as compared to 2024. Motor vehicle thefts fell 25%. Robberies decreased 20%. And aggravated assaults dropped 10%. This is Trump's golden age. This is happening as Trump's law enforcement policies are taking effect and federal agents begin supporting local police rather than being constrained by Democrat politicians. Make no mistake here. This isn't just about immigration enforcement or riot control. It's about restoring the basic social contract that Democrats have spent years undermining and destroying. When criminals face consequences, crime decreases. When law enforcement has support rather than demonization, communities become safer. When federal agents can do their jobs without political interference, results follow literally immediately. Portland's transformation from riot-torn wasteland to a city where federal law gets enforced represents everything Trump promised. Democrats created the problem through soft-on-crime policies, sanctuary city obstructionism, and explicit support for defund the police movements. Trump, by contrast, is systematically dismantling their failed experiment and replacing it with proven law and order principles. The protesters' shock and confusion this summer perfectly captures the moment when progressive fantasy meets conservative reality. For 5 years, they operated in a consequence-free environment where Democrat politicians protected their right to resist. That era has just ended, and the tantrum-throwing performance art activism we're witnessing is their desperate attempt to maintain relevance in a world where their actions finally have consequences. This is our America, Trump's America, where federal law gets enforced, where criminals get arrested, and where professional agitators discover that real law enforcement doesn't negotiate with terrorism. Portland's cleaning up, and it's just beginning.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.